As the PGA Tour's top 100 players, like Justin Thomas, Ricky Fowler, Jordan Spieth, and more, compete in the FedEx Cup playoffs. Kids 15 and under get in free with the ticketed adults.
Join me, Justin Thomas, as I defend my title at the Dell Technologies Championship. Tickets are on sale at DellTechnologiesChampionship.com.
The campus visits are over. The late night arguing about applications, done. Yes, finally arrived in the mail. And now the logo on the sweatshirt appears at the top of a bill. And the final gap between budgeted resources and reality must be closed. Your Massachusetts Educational Financing Authority, MEFA, is here to help. Whether your school is in-state or out, public or private, undergrad or graduate, college or university, we're here for you with low-cost fixed interest rate loans and options for repayment so you can get the loan that's right for you from the one authority you can trust to be on your side when it comes to paying for college. MEFA, your Massachusetts Educational Financing Authority. Find the loan that's best for you and your family at MEFA.org today. MEFA.org.
The Baseball Reporters Program has all the bases covered to get you game ready this season right up to first pitch. We would like to thank our sponsors this year, Big Y World Class Market, Acura of Boston, and Integrity Replacement Windows for their continued support.
This is Matthew Schlayer. Are you or a loved one struggling with drugs or alcohol? Make the call today for the greatest comeback of your life. Call AdCare at 1-800-ALCOHOL or visit AdCare.com.
This hour, Touch and Rich, brought to you by Boston Volkswagen. Lease a 2019 VW Jetta for only $99 a month at Boston Volkswagen. $29.98 cash down or trade. Visit the showroom at Watertown or bostonvw.com for details.
Something. You know what that means.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
Mankind became stupider.
Now back to Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports.
98.5 The Sports Hub, Ryan Johnston and Mike Flynn in for Toucher and Rich. And Mike, last night, one of the big events of the year. I know you were very excited about it.
Knowledge of, I guess, what pop culture or celebrities.
This is when we test Mike Flynn's knowledge of, I'm not even sure some of these are close to B celebrities, but it was the MLB celebrity softball game last night as part of the All-Star Week festivities. This has become an annual tradition in which there are members of the celebrity world, theoretically, that take part in this game along with some former athletes.
Yeah, the athletes are pretty easy.
Here's the list of the MLB quote legends that are playing in the game last night. You have Torrey Hunter.
Okay.
Rock Raines. Not bad.
Hall of Famer.
Oh, Tim Raines.
Tim Rock. Yep. Bernie Williams.
Should be a Hall of Famer.
Cliff Floyd. Steve Finley. Andre Dawson.
Hawk.
Carlos Pena. And Ricky Henderson.
Ricky Henderson. We're just talking about it.
Playing celebrity softball.
It's a good crew.
They also had a couple of other athletes involved. John Wall, because they're in Washington for the at the Nationals Park. John Wall playing. Josh Norman from the Redskins. Jenny Finch, the pro softball player, also taking part. So that's as far
those
as
are easy. I guess
as far as athletes go, yes, very, very easy. Let's see how many of these celebrities that Mike Flynn can name. We'll start with a pretty easy
one. Do an easy one.
Bill Nye.
The science guy.
Bill Nye, the science guy. All right.
One for one.
How about, you? I don't know if you would know him or not, Mike Mizanin.
Mike Mizanin. I do get one clue, right? Just in case.
You can give him his nickname.
Yes.
Yeah, well, give me the nickname.
The Miz.
Oh, wrestler.
Yes.
Okay, I know. All right. Nice. Wow. Two.
Well, this is a fairly easy one as well. Jessica Mendoza.
Oh, she's an announcer, right?
Yes.
Yes.
He has Sunday Night Baseball.
Baseball. Oh, my God. That's too easy.
That might be about the end of it.
Oh, no. You started me off with the softballs?
Yes, we
all
did.
Right, here we go.
We'll go down the list here. We've got, Well, actually, I should. No, there's one. Jamie Foxx is there.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx. That's easy.
Ashley Green.
Ashley Green. I'm going to go singer.
She is an actress from Twilight.
God, I mean, I.
How about Dasha Polanco?
Dasha Polanco.
Model. Sometimes they call her Daya Polanco.
Daya Polanco?
Daya Polanco.
Okay.
Polanco sounds familiar. Daya Polanco. Ah,
it's from a Netflix show.
No, I don't get it.
Orange is the New Black.
God, I'm so bad at this stuff. I don't watch a lot of TV.
We've got Taylor Kinney.
Taylor Kinney. Is that male or female?
I had to look
it
up.
That's a male.
That is a male.
It's a male.
I don't know if this is given away from Mike, but that sounds like a country singer to me.
I was going
to
go Taylor Kinney. All right, musician.
Actor.
Actor. What's
Chicago Fire.
He was once engaged to Lady Gaga, so you kind of got the musician.
Really?
Thing. Yeah. Didn't work out.
See, I don't know. I don't know my pop culture relationships well enough. If I didn't know that.
Sorry to get depressed. I thought I was on a roll here.
Christopher Jackson.
Chris Jackson.
Now, well,
that's easy.
Do you okay? Do you know what Christopher Jackson might have been in? Because this actually is something that you might have seen in person.
In person.
I don't know if you have or not.
Chris Jackson. He's a stage actor?
Yes.
He was on. It sounds familiar. Now, what is it? What
he was George Washington in Hamilton.
Oh, I know that. That's who I thought it was. He's bald.
Okay, sure.
No, I'm just saying. Chris Jackson.
I'll go with you on that one. All right, let's do one more before we get headlines. How about Sky Jackson? S-K-A-I. Sky Jackson.
So it's got to be some sort of. I'm thinking either music. That's a female. I'm going to go actress.
She is an actress.
And I went by the name on that, so I don't know who she
plays
is.
Plays Zuri Ross in Jesse and Bunked is her
I know
her
exactly
credits.
Who she is. Sky Jackson, yes.
Are they like kid shows?
Kid shows.
Okay.
Yeah,
I've never heard of either one of those
I've
shows.
I've seen every episode of Jesse and Bunked. Now, you should have gave me her like...
No, you're lying. I hope you're lying.
No, I'm dead serious. My kids are obsessed with it. I mean, I don't watch it. It's in the background, obviously. If you would have told me her acting name, I would have got it in a heartbeat.
All right. There's actually only a few more. So let's quickly go through this. Brandon Laraquente.
Brandon Laraquente, actor. And he was in, I don't know. What was he in?
13 Reasons Why.
Nah, not who I thought it was. That was a guess then. I thought it was somebody else. So I got it right, but.
How about Quincy Brown?
Musician.
No.
No.
Named after a musician. His father was a musician.
Okay.
And Quincy Brown is an actor. He's an actor in a show called Brotherly Love.
Man, that's the problem. I don't watch TV.
You know who Quincy Brown is?
Wait, was that the Lawrence Brothers sitcom?
I don't know. Was it?
No, Quincy? I think it's a movie about the basketball player.
Oh, it's a movie?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was a show. Quincy Brown's father is Al B. Shore.
Get out.
Wow.
I loved Al B. Shore. Al B. Shore.
And we'll finish
up
with
lineage.
Scott Rogowski.
I know this guy.
This is worst of the worst. Like, they couldn't get anybody else.
I know a guy who's a
Millions
Broadway
Millions of people
guy.
Know who this guy is, though. My wife knows who this guy is.
Then he must be some sort of, like, YouTuber guy.
That's close, actually.
Yeah, you're not far off.
Is it the guy that plays the video games?
He's the guy that hosts HQ Trivia. Which millions of people play on a daily basis. Playing celebrity softball alongside Ricky Henderson and Andre Dawson.
You would think you'd be able to, I guess, there's not enough buzz, I guess, for the All-Star game. Like, they get better. When we do it for the NBA game, it's much better, right?
Yes.
I mean, because I guess that's a buzz. You don't get much for the baseball game.
Well, no, because you're playing softball. In front of like 30 people after the Futures game yesterday in D.C. It's not like a well-attended event. The NBA celebrity game is like a big deal. You get, who is the guy, the former Secretary of Education?
Oh, Charlie Duncan. Arnie Duncan. No, but there's more buzz to it, though, anyway.
Yes,
and
no doubt.
NBA All-Star has more buzz.
All right, Sean Silver gives us Sports Hub headlines. We continue here with Johnston and Flynn in for Toucher and Rich on a Monday morning.
Follow these guys on Twitter at Toucher and Rich.
Boy, did Twitter explode.
That's a strike away from taking a 4.5 game lead in the division over the Yankees. The payoff pitch. He struck it out. 97 right down the chute. And the Red Sox win again. 5-2 the final.
Jason Mastrodonato covers the Red Sox for the Boston Herald. He is our first caller of the hour, brought to you by Mohegan Sun. Unlimited possibilities await you at Mohegan Sun. Plan your stay at MoheganSun.com. Good morning, Jason. We hear Jason? Phone's still the biggest issue we're having in the new studio. Jason, you with us? That's a no. Oh, I heard him there. We got you?
Can you hear me, guys?
There you are.
I got you.
All right.
Awesome.
New studio kinks. The phone seemed to be the sticking point. Everything else is working great. Anyway, good to have you with us. Happy All-Star break to you. And I've been saying for the last couple of days that it's starting to feel, based on what happened with the Betts at bat the other night, then the Bogarts walk-off grand slam the other day after they come back in the ninth inning, it's starting to feel like something special is happening with this team. And you go into the All-Star break with the best record in the league. Obviously, that's always impressive, but it's starting to feel a little different. What's your sense being around the team?
No, I completely agree with you. I mean, when you go back to last year, you know, it's funny because even guys on the team, I remember even having a conversation with Sam Kennedy, the president, sitting in the dugout, and the team was great, right? I mean, the record was good. It was a good team on paper. But when you talk about the team, everybody would always say, I'm not sure how good they are because we just can't seem to get on a roll. I mean, it's like you win a couple and then you lose three in a row, and then you win, you know, five, and then all of a sudden they, you know, they're 500 for 15, 20 games. That last year's team just never really had that momentum that this year's team has had several times now, where they have three winning streaks of eight games already or longer, where the offense is the best in baseball again, and Chris Sale's looking like a Cy Young contender again. You know, I certainly think there are things that could derail them. I mean, we still have to see how Chris Sale's going to hold up with this new plan that they have with him. We got to see if the bullpen's going to hold up. There's some things we'll have to keep a watch on. J.D. Martinez, I don't think, has had any direct pressure on him yet, because in his brief moments of being a cold hitter, the Red Sox have kind of carried him in those moments. So there are some areas where they will be tested, I think, down the stretch. But I completely agree with you. I think, you know, the momentum and confidence that this team has is something that last year's team was really lacking, and it speaks volumes to the coaching staff and J.D. Martinez, because those are really the only two changes that this club made. Otherwise, it's almost the same roster from last year.
Well, yeah, same roster, and they were a good team last year, certainly talented. They bring in Alex Cora, and now you know, at the All-Star break, you have a chance to, you know, step away and dissect it and his, you know, how Cora has helped this team. I mean, you mentioned confidence and playing with passion and urgency. Is it just, you know, big part of it, a new voice and a new way to get through to some of these younger players?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you saw it in spring training. It seemed like everybody was just more relaxed and happier. And, you know, it's funny, there seems to be like this, the first year manager thing with these Red Sox that seems to have worked for most of them. I mean, Bobby V, an exception, obviously. I mean, John Farrell in 2013. You get the new voice in 2013 in Farrell, and suddenly things were different and really rolling. And, you know, Terry Francona's first year, this has kind of been a pitch-perfect season for them, where maybe that's all they needed was the new voice. I think, you know, Cora's done a really good job not only handling his lineup and kind of keeping guys fresh and giving guys confidence that way, but I think we talk about the media aspect of it, and I think that's important. I mean, guys hear what's said about them, and they read what's said about them. And Cora has a way where he can talk about his players in a public atmosphere that's, like, it's not that he's always complimenting them. Like, he will take moments and kind of explain to you why his players are playing badly. But he's done it where he's already talked to his guys about it. it's not like Farrell, where you got the sense also when Farrell, if he did take a rare moment to criticize his players, it seemed like it was out of left field, and he didn't communicate with his players very well, so he might be saying something to the media that he had never even said to them before. Where Cora, he's already talked to these guys. He's talking to them constantly. If he tells us something that he sees wrong with his player, you know he's already had a half an hour conversation with him at some point. So he's handling the media really well. He's handling his job really well. It's another one where you wonder, has he been tested yet? You know, I mean, brief moments where he's made questionable decisions that have cost him a couple games, and he seems to handle that really well. But they, you know, they haven't had any real long down spikes this year. And the other thing is they've had a lot of injuries, and that's what's most impressive to me is that this team is one. Has a higher winning percentage than anybody since the 2001 Mariners, who won 116 games. And they've got a lot of guys on the disabled list right now. So Cora's just doing a marvelous job.
So you mentioned there, you know, even as great as things have been here in the first half of the season, there's still some issues with this team going forward that they're going to need to look at. And a couple of weeks away from the trade deadline, they lose Eduardo Rodriguez, and it sounds like it may be worse than initially feared. How much does that enter into what Dave Dombrowski's thinking is going to have to be here over the next couple of weeks?
Well, I think it has to because, I mean, we've seen this before with Red Sox teams. I mean, 2011. I mean, how good was that team in 2011? This offense reminds me most of that one. I mean, where top to bottom they could score. They had some great players having career years in that offense. And what happened? Well, September rolls around. Their starting pitching is on E. They're going to Kyle Weiland and John Lackey with, you know, his arm is barely attached. And, you know, Tim Wakefield wasn't pitching very well. They had to keep rolling him out. They had no starting pitching depth. And it killed them down the stretch. And you know, we know what happened in 2011. And this is going to be a tight race. I mean, the Yankees are down 4.5 games right now, and it looks like the Red Sox are clearly a better team at the moment. But the Yankees have prospects to trade. The Yankees are going to go after some of the top guys in the market. Maybe they get Manny Machado. You know, maybe they get J.A. Happ, who is maybe not an ace, but a guy who's held the Red Sox in check for most of his career. Current Red Sox batters have an OPS around 600 off them. So the Yankees are going to get stronger. And when you look at what the Red Sox have now, they're really not sure what Steven Wright is going to be able to contribute because that knee issue is the same as Pedroia, the knee surgery that he had. He's had a cortisone shot now and twice because he had one in spring training. They don't know what's going to happen with Steven Wright. Drew Pomerantz is a big question mark. His velocity's not up too high in AAA. They're going to keep him there for a little while going forward. I mean, Brian Johnson and Hector Velasquez are nice guys to turn to when you are in a rut, when you have nobody else, but they're really not the kind of guys that you want to keep in your rotation all the way through the end of the season when you're in a pennant race against the Yankees. So I don't know how much buying power the Red Sox will have because they really want to get a reliever and maybe one more bench bat. But if Eduardo Rodriguez is going to be down and, you know, ankle ligament damage is no joke, they might have to consider changing their course a little bit looking at starters.
Yeah, and you know, that's kind of the question you mentioned. What kind of capital do they have to trade? I feel like, you know, Rodriguez, with what he's bringing to the table, 11-3 is ERA, you know, what would it take to get an equivalent of what he's done to this point that maybe they try to go the bullpen route and just hopefully one of these other guys can healthy and get him through a season if Rodriguez misses a lot of time?
Yeah, usually when you see guys like that go down, especially a team like the Red Sox who, you know, don't have the farm system, it's one of the weakest farm systems in baseball by, you know, pretty much every single ranking out there, you can't necessarily replace the player, but maybe you can find somebody who's cheap, who's, you know, a Doug Sister type. There's no question, I think, if Rodriguez is going to be, I mean, now they're saying he's going to be in a walking boot for at least a couple weeks. You know, if he's not going to be really healthy and ready to go for 6 to 8 weeks, you might have to get somebody. I mean, it doesn't have to be a great pitcher. It doesn't have to be a top one or two or three starting pitcher available on the trade market. It's got to be somebody. You can't end up in a position like you're in 2011 where you're giving starts to Kyle Weiland, which in this case would be maybe Jalen Beeks, you know, not a guy who hasn't really shown much yet. I mean, he's dominating AAA, but every time he comes up here, he gets hit. He got hit hard in spring training. He doesn't have an electric fastball or anything. He's just kind of a pitcher who knows what he's doing but doesn't have great stuff. You can't end up giving starts to him down the stretch, in my opinion. I think that's what could really hurt them. So it doesn't have to be a top-level starting pitcher that you have to go out and get. Just somebody like a Doug Fister type, a veteran, a back-end guy. There's going to be someone on a team that's out of it. You know, it seems to be a buyer's market that they can add, and hopefully, you know, again, I don't think it's going to be an elite arm, but just patch up the holes a little bit.
Jason Mastrodonato of the Boston Herald, he joins us this morning. We appreciate the time.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Jason.
All right. We will continue here on this Monday morning. It's Ryan Johnston and Mike Flynn in for Toucher and Rich. Sean Silver has the Sports Hub headlines.
This is retired Sergeant Major Scott Germain with Clear Path for Veterans New England. We're building a resource and wellness center in Devens, Mass. To assist transitioning veterans. Come out and support Clear Path on September 15th as we host our second annual motorcycle ride through scenic New England. The ride will raise funds for our new building and will start at 4 Antietam Street, Devens, Mass. Registration begins at 9 a.m. Kickstands up at 11. Even if you don't ride, come out for the pig roast and raffles and live music. For more information, go to clearpathne.org. That's clearpathne.org.
This is a citizen's perspective on taking the stress out of student lending. Presented by me, Kate Kramer, branch manager at Citizens Bank. Few things in life are as valuable as an education. And few things in life are as stressful as paying for one. I know how complicated it is to find the right financing option. So at Citizens, we offer a variety of innovative loan options for undergrads, grad students, and parents. Like with our exclusive multi-year approval. Simply apply once, then request the money you need each year through graduation. It's that easy. Just visit citizensbank.com/student lending to learn more. We'll help take the stress out of paying for an education. If you have a question about how a leader in student lending can help you reach your potential, just ask me. Kate Kramer, Citizens Bank.
Rates and offers subject to change. All loans subject to individual approval. Terms and conditions apply. Citizens Bank is a brand name of Citizens Bank N.A. and Citizens Bank of Pennsylvania.
High-Octane Harley has secured 0% APR financing on all new Harley-Davidsons this week. High-Octane Harley has over 300 Harleys on site ready for immediate delivery. Finance experts on site to help get you approved. 0% APR on all new Harleys this week at High-Octane Harley.
On approved credit and some.
Lease a 2018 VW Tiguan S all-wheel drive for $144 a month for 36 months at Boston Volkswagen. $29.98 cash or trade down. Go see the VW King, John Welch, and the guys at the showroom in Watertown Square or bostonvw.com for details.
Toucher and Rich.
Self-help shenanigans.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Ryan Johnston and Mike Flynn in for Toucher and Rich. I am going to make a prediction.
It's not a prediction. It's not a prediction. It's fact.
This is not exactly going out on a limb here. Fred and Rich are going to kill Bird.
I might.
I'm going to tell you something right now.
This is not. We talked about it over the weekend. We're in our. If you're just joining us, we are broadcasting from our brand new studios in Dorchester. It is a phenomenal place they have put together here for us. I mean, it really is state of the art. Everything's great. We've been working out the bugs here the last couple of days. But we talked yesterday about how. This is kind of a fishbowl in this building. Like we share, you know, studios right down the hall.
Which is the problem. Like, you know, that's not the problem.
Hot 96.9 is here and Alt is here and all the, like, we've got all these studios. So there's a lot of people walking around. There's a lot of activity going on. And we're kind of right in the middle of all that. You come up the stairs and we're right here.
That's the problem.
And like the coffee room is right across with the amazing like $50,000 coffee machine.
The cubicles are right to the right of that. All the stations.
It gives you a back rub while it's making coffee. It's unbelievable. And so we were talking about how like Zolak is going to have all sorts of problems trying to, you know, keep himself focused because come like about 20 minutes ago, this place starts to come alive. All the salespeople are showing up.
It's there's buzzing people as
walking
we speak.
Around. There's a lot of people
walking
around.
I've waved
for
people.
Here.
I've never. It's not. They just look and they kind of wave and I kind of wave. Point is, Bird is going to drive. He's out there again. He's
no,
oh no,
that's
not
Bird.
Him. Oh my god. So anyway, I go over to. I was going to kill him.
There's a guy who kind of looks like
kinda
Bird.
Kind of looks like Bird. But Bird is going to, because honestly, I in a general sense, remember when we talked about this at the studio, I said, it doesn't bother me. It's not a big deal. We're not on TV. That's great. But you told me about the fishbowl aspect of it. And I'm starting to feel it. I've waved to four people. Not that that's I'm not a nice people.
People than we
I'm
might
just
have
indifferent.
Seen in yes. a whole year.
I'm
over
waving.
The
I smiled, and there's a lot of people outside the studio that are looking at me, and it's different. It's not like the radio when you're talking. You know, people are listening to TV. They're real. They're humans, and it's uncomfortable. But Bird is walking. Like, I see him going by, and he's talking to everybody, bothering everybody. And it bothers me, and I don't care. Like, that bothers Fred because he does kind of care because he's worried. You know, he's supposed to be doing stuff for Fred.
Right.
I guess, well, guess technically
he's supposed to be doing stuff for us. Like, I walked in. I just walked into the other room during the last break. I walked into the other room, and the phone is ringing, and Tracy just yells, "Where's Bird?"
So he's walking. He's in the cab, and he's walking. He's talking to all these salespeople, like, giving a spiel, like, you know, it's quite annoying, and it's bothered me. During my break, I walked down to the 96.9 studio. Mark Feldman, who used to be a producer at the Hub, haven't seen him forever.
Right, Wiggy's here.
Wiggy, and I'm like, dude, I'm going to go. And I used to, when he worked with us and worked together, every break I would go in there and just hammer him to no end, try to make him cry, just kill the guy. So I'm going to go do that and make his life miserable. I'm in there, right? I'm on the show, like, every 15 minutes, so I'm working, right? I go down there. Bert's walking down the hall. He goes in the 96.9 studio, and Mark's like, oh, you know, he introduced himself to the Feldman. He's like, oh, Bird walks in there, and I'm like, do you know anybody's walking? They're like, no, I'm just going to introduce myself. Like, in the middle of their show. Like, you know, it's a break, but it's like the middle of the show, and you have some guy come in and like, yeah, like, all right, you know, and it's a small
He's a sociable
talk.
Guy. He wants
well,
to
I
meet
get
everybody
it, but
here.
It's like, I would find that if yes, because it would be very frustrating, and it's just, he's constantly going back and forth.
You know what, though? Bird can do the old 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon or whatever it is with pretty much everybody in this building. He knows somebody's
well, I
cousin
would guess that,
of
right?
somebody.
He's from Everett.
Everett's an Everett guy.
Anybody, yeah.
Mm-hmm. My wife is from Lynn. That's like, there are certain towns, like Lynn's a town like that. Like, my brother and her, I can connect a dot to anybody in New England within 5 people. It's just the way it is. And I get it. And I'm not knocking his personality. What I'm saying is I'm agreeing with you how that was going to drive him up. Because he's constantly going back and forth. That in itself is distracting. But the people, because now, you're right, it's buzzing now.
I made a prediction off air.
This is great.
I will be shocked if within the next couple of weeks, especially after Fred gets back, if there are not blinds on these windows that look out into the hallway.
There will be
like,
blinds.
I feel like the distraction is just going to be too much for, especially for Zolak, because he's going to be looking right out there. And then, like,
well,
Fred,
I mean, yes.
Fred doesn't like to be looked at through the window either. Like, that will it will annoy the hell out of him.
It is. It's distracting. And what all the insecurities and fears, which Fred has a lot of, like, that will, he thinks it's going to be exposed. So it's tough. It's going to be tough. And like I said, I've waved to like 4 people. They've waved to me. I waved back.
I'm telling
I didn't know
you,
what to do.
More people than that have walked by our windows at the other place in like a year.
Oh, I was like, I went into the bathroom. There was 3 guys having a conversation. I mean, it's
if you saw somebody at the other place, you'd wonder if they actually had
Are
access
they lost?
To the building.
Like, what? Like, yeah, like, right?
How'd you get in here?
And then we're not talking the like us saps that do the weekends. I'm talking weekdays. If
no,
you saw a guy you didn't know, you'd be like, who's this guy?
During the weekday shift, it's like you still would never see anybody. No. Let's go to Josh. Josh, you're up with Johnston and Flynn here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
What's going on, boys? How you doing? Happy Monday.
Josh. You too, buddy.
Nothing. I just called in, man. I'm feeling really, really good about this team right now. Loving it. Always watch it. You know how it goes. I just wanted to call in about Heath Embry's haircut. How do you guys feel about that?
I haven't seen it. What the? Am I missing something?
I don't.
Oh boy,
we're not going to get into a discussion.
I want to know about his haircut. We'll talk about it off the air. Then
take that on your own time.
All right. So he doesn't really have a messed up haircut. It's just some sort of reference.
Yeah, he's enjoying the team. Want to talk about Keith Emery's haircut? We will continue here. It's a Monday morning. Johnston and Flynn in for Toucher and Rich.